Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes things go so slowly, day by day, that you don't notice progress is being made until you turn around and realize, wow, we really did get somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's going on. I'm the most encouraged that I've been in a long time. So many pieces of the Democrat fraud machine are unraveling. The fraud machine was created for two reasons. Number one, they knew they had total control of law enforcement. They could fraudulently sign up 12 million new voters and they wouldn't get caught. And by that, I mean on federal programs. They could break election law. They could do anything, really. Once you control the FBI, there's not a lot you can't do. To control the Department of Justice, there's not a lot you can't do. And so they just got sloppy. And we're seeing the signs of that everywhere. But the good news is we're interdicting it and we're fixing it. 4.4 million fraudulently signed up on Obamacare. I mean, that's incredible. Some of those are families. Yeah. 4.4 million. Another 1.6 million duplicates. In other words, the name was used to sign up once on Medicaid and once on Obamacare. Almost all of those signups are for total compensation plans. In other words, $0 plans. You don't pay anything. Okay, so if you're still keeping track, wait, 4.4 plus 1.6, that's 6 million. Mm-hmm. These numbers are not small. Let's keep adding them up. And somebody on our side should do a comprehensive piece on this. Brooke Rollins, head of the USDA, found another 700,000 on SNAP fraud. A lot of it's illegal immigrants. And some of it's illegal immigrants who do not have the right. It's illegal for them to be on SNAP. Some of it's just fraud. 700,000 kicked off so far. And that's just in the 29 states that would turn them over. The 21 states, the Democrat states, will not turn their SNAP rolls over. So we're suing them. We're going to get them. Yeah. That's just a small roundup of what we found lately. Plus the Minnesota fraud, $1 billion stolen just from the autism program, with Fox News' Garrett Tenney reporting that the internal Trump administration estimate looking at this is going to be $8 to $10 billion stolen just out of Minnesota. Out of Minnesota. I played that audio for you earlier in the week, but you can look it up. It's all over the place online. Well, on X. You won't find it on Google. Yeah. So I mean, that's just a small sample of what we've found, but we're fixing it all, right?
I hope.
But it was this one thing from Michigan that really shows you the game of what is going on here. And it was a hearing in the Michigan legislature. It's really stunning. They're going through the entire 27-page Michigan application for federal welfare benefits. As you know, you fill that out at the state level, right? You don't go to Washington to fill out the application. You come in and you fill it out at the state level. 27 pages. They had a legislature hearing on it. They went through each page and discovered, to their horror, two things. Number one, you only need, this is a really weird pattern, under Joe Biden, because remember, they turned the fraud controls down to zero. You only needed a birth date and a name, no social security number. Wait, it's not the same thing they did to Obamacare?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And they also did that for welfare benefits too, Medicaid, various housing and food benefits. Yeah, weird, right? You just needed a birthday and a name. So, like, not a social security number. You mean like the one thing illegal immigrants don't have?
Well, not supposed to, but.
Not supposed to. Although they tried to solve that too, as we found the 9 million illegally given social security numbers that were given to illegal immigrants to hide them on these rolls, including 6,000 terrorists. I played that audio for you earlier today from Christy Noem. Okay. Now, why is this significant? Well, at the end of that 27 pages that you fill out in Michigan to get your welfare benefits, only all you need is a name and a birthday, no social security number. If you've got an alien ID number, you can use it if you want, but you don't have to. What is at the end of the 27 pages? You got to check all the boxes and complete all the pages to get your welfare benefits. What is at the end of the 27 pages? Little box you check to register to vote. See how this works?
Yeah.
The two are intrinsically tied. We're getting to the bottom of all of this, okay? This is what healing looks like. You have to find the disease in the body before you can cut it out. Which brings me to this. This is the segment I always do the biggest story of the day in. And this is what I think it is today. Headline, DOJ sues blue states for blocking voter roll audits. Mandated by federal law. The National Voter Registration Act and something called HAVA, Help America Vote Act. It requires states to maintain accurate voter rolls, conduct regular list maintenance, document that maintenance. And what is that maintenance? You have to remove stagnant voters from the rolls. You also have to verify that people voting in federal elections are Americans. You don't have to verify that for local elections or state elections, unfortunately. I think that's outrageous, but yeah. Okay. And you've got to prove you did it. Regular list maintenance. It is the law to find and remove ineligible voters.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So what does the Trump administration, what is going on here? The Trump administration wants to run these voter rolls next to two databases. There's one in the, there's the Social Security number database. But there's also one inside the Department of Homeland Security. They're hunting the illegals, is what they're doing.
Well, they're also doing what the law requires.
Yes, they're also doing what the law requires. Get this. 14 Democrat-dominated states are refusing to turn them over. By the way, all 14 states are also refusing to turn over their food stamp rolls. We're suing them for those, too.
Wonder if there's some type of coincidence going on there.
I don't know. It is awfully strange. Yeah. Awfully strange. Yeah. So just to give you an idea of how big the potential fraud is here, North Carolina, relented in one of their lawsuits in September and was forced to remove 100,000 people from the voter rolls because they did not have identifying information required by federal law. That's a game changer right there. That's one of those things where you go, wow, like, okay, they only came off in October. Huh. Wonder who won.
Yeah.
All those races in North Carolina. I mean, wonder what the, who knows? To give you some idea, the first state that we won in was actually during the Biden regime, and it was Stephen Miller's Legal Foundation, you know, deputy chief staff. And it was a two-shot lawsuit. They got 30,000 illegal immigrants off the voter rolls in Arizona. They're either illegal immigrants or they were immigrants who were registered to vote but cannot legally vote in a federal election because they're not Americans. They were finally removed. So these states won't turn them over. There's a reason for that. We're gonna get these rolls, okay? We're gonna get them. This you cannot defy federal law forever and think you're gonna win. You're not. We're gonna get them. We're gonna fix these rolls. But the fact that they won't turn them over tells you everything. Because you know why they can't turn them over, Lee?
No.
Evidence of crime.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Exactly. They're trying to hide what they've been doing.
Yeah, because if we find large numbers of people who voted, guess what? Those are crimes.
Well, and plus, this will actually be the voter fraud that Democrats and the left-wing media have been telling us doesn't exist for years.
Right, and it does exist.
Of course it does.
Do you remember when Doge started looking into this and found that, you remember the then 6 million, now it's 9, that they gave Social Security numbers to, and they found millions of them?
Yeah.
With the Social Security numbers. Well, they did a small sample of the few states that they could get these for that would voluntarily turn them over, which tells me those are Republican states, and they found thousands of them registered to vote. So the size of this is massive. The Trump administration knows it, but they need the internal data. They need the official voter rolls. Democrats know they know, and that's why they're not turning it over.
And this is information that is regularly shared with candidates. I mean, I keep
not all of it. There's a forward facing part of it.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah,
so you get the address, the name, everything you need to contact them.
Pretty
their
much.
Voting
yeah.
History.
But that's what I think is one thing that keeps getting missed here, that a lot of this information, obviously, like you said, not all of it, but a lot of this information is not secret. It is state information. It is actually some type of public information that if at certain points, certain individuals, certain candidates and parties are allowed to access it. I mean, it's not like it's super secret, you know, identity theft that's going on here.
No, it's not. And I, you know what? My suspicion for a long time, can't prove it yet, but this is, you know, my suspicion. Make of it what you will. I think we had Rosemary Jenks here from Numbers USA.
Right.
And she believed what was going on, particularly in Arizona, was that they were running those illegal immigrants through shelters when they first got here over the border, registering them to vote in the shelter, and then they move on. Mm-hmm. And those registrations are stuck there in Arizona.
Right.
And then they are voted for. And that is why they don't vote themselves, but they're voted for.
Right.
And that is why Democrats are so fiercely protective of, like, no ID, no identification, absentee balloting, because they know where these registrations are. It's what we're going to find. Trump knows it. Democrats know it. We're just fighting it out in court. But you know what, folks? We're going to win. And it's going to change everything.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.